A murder mystery. A gunshot rings out in the night. Neighbors dial 911 to report hearing a gunshot. The police arrive and find a dead body with a bullet wound to the head. The murder victim is dead. Foul play is indicated. Neighbors are questioned, but there were no witnesses. The corpse is sent to the morgue, where the coroner does a postmortem to determine the date, time, and cause of death. He confirms that the deceased died from a bullet to the head. It was a murder, not a suicide. While the case is being investigated, the victim's next of kin are notified. Ma'am, I'm very sorry to have to inform you that your husband has been found dead, the victim of a shooting crime. The next of kin include a wife, a son, and a daughter. Many tears are shed. The family members grieve in silence for the rest of the night. The next day, the wife is too bereaved to deal with the situation. So a close friend calls a funeral home and makes all the necessary arrangements. An obituary for the deceased is published in the newspaper a few days later. The funeral home receives the body from the coroner. The body of the deceased is embalmed, dressed in nice clothes, and groomed to present a lifelike, natural appearance. On the day of the showing, the upper half of the casket is opened, and family and friends line up and walk by the casket, viewing the face of the deceased one last time before closing the casket. A myriad of flowers adorn the room where the showing is being held. Once the showing is done, the casket is closed for the last time, and moved into the hearse. The hearse then leads the funeral procession down the highway along the route to the cemetery, where an open grave is waiting to receive the coffin. Friends and family follow the hearse in their own cars with their headlights on. Police stop traffic so the funeral procession can proceed uninterrupted. The attendees arrive at the cemetery, park their cars, and walk over to the gravesite where a priest is waiting and holding a Bible. The priest delivers the eulogy for the deceased and concludes with Amen. The attendees murmur Amen as well. The attendees walk over to the grave, which a gravedigger dug the day before. Pallbearers somberly carry the casket to the grave, and the casket is lowered into the grave. Everyone departs in tears while the grave is filled and the headstone is placed on top of the grave. The gravestone gives the name of the deceased, his birth and death dates, and the inscription RIP. The murderer was never found, which was a torment.